taking your postures for the sitting. Opening as best we can with goodwill, with interest to the life that's here. Feeling the breath, taking a few nice full breaths if you like, as a way to connect with breathing. Letting the attention rest on the breath. Keep bringing it back to the breathing whenever it wanders. Simple breath practice as a way to calm the mind, heart, body. Yet we also want to balance that with enough energy. So if at any point there's too much calm, sleepy mind is set in, sloth and torpor, then you might find it helpful to open your awareness a little wider. Feel the contact points with the chair. Perhaps open your awareness wider yet again to the whole body, perhaps to the sounds, perhaps even opening your eyes or standing. Always we work in our practice to balance calm and energy. Remembering the water analogies for the hindrances, we have this lovely reading from Ajahn Chah, who wrote, "Try to be mindful and let things take their natural course. Then your mind will become still in any surroundings, like a clear forest pool. All kinds of wonderful rare animals will come to drink at the pool, and you will clearly see the nature of all things. You will see many strange and wonderful things come and go, but you will be still." And so not resisting any of the hindrances as they show. This allows the waters of the mind to settle and be as a still forest pool. Thich Nhat Hanh said, "Breathing in, I make myself still, like a pond on a mountain. Breathing out, I reflect things as they are." And that might help you as we bring mindfulness to breathing. feeling the whole length of the breath, the beginning, the middle, the end, the little pause, the out-breath, beginning, middle, end, a different kind of pause. Gently bringing the awareness back again and again. Doesn't matter where it wanders to. Just keep coming back, letting it be simple. Notice if there's any struggle. That may give you a tip off that there's some hindrance there that you can bring your mindful awareness to. Is there any struggle? Or ask, how's the attitude? How's the attitude? Open to any hindrance that may show up when you ask that. Or ask, how's the energy? May point to some sleepy mind body, some restless worry mind body. Maybe the energy feels very even. Remembering the RAIN acronym is useful throughout the practice. Recognizing, allowing, or accepting whatever should show. Remember, it's not enough to simply recognize something that's passing through. We must also accept that it's passing through, whether a hindrance or some other experience. And one of the ways I find it helpful with acceptance is I will say to myself silently, a little whisper in the mind, "Oh, of course, of course." This opens me to acceptance, and it also opens me to appreciating, oh, that this is a conditioned arising. It's not who I am. It doesn't define me. It's conditioned. Oh, of course. Not getting lost in all of the causes and conditions behind, of course, but rather just opening to it. Of course. Recognizing and accepting whatever should show. Is there any struggle recognizing and accepting? Well, of course. How's the attitude? Recognizing and accepting. Well, of course, of course. How's the energy? How's the energy? Recognizing it for how it is, accepting that it's here, that sleepy mind, that restlessness. Of course, conditioned arisings, not personal. And now, if any hindrance or experience is particularly prevalent, repetitive, you may need to add the investigative factor, RAI of RAIN, recognizing, accepting, investigating. And as you investigate, remember you're feeling it through the body, noticing the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant. Often sleepy mind is a pleasant sensation. Restlessness, not usually. Investigating through the body, and here we investigate with wisdom, the wisdom of noticing that everything changes. Noticing the impermanence of any experience. Notice how it arises, how it passes. Really sensing that conditioned nature, of course, bringing wisdom into your practice with investigation. And if you go into investigation, to remember the other wisdom factor, the N of RAIN, not identified. And so you might even try on asserting that, oh, this is not me. This is not mine. This is not myself. And see what happens. Sometimes that phrase helps us to not identify and take on the conditioned arising as who we are, to take on the hindrance as a defining characteristic. It's simply something passing through. Not me, not mine, not myself. Not personal. Recognizing, accepting, investigating, not identifying. This practice of embracing the hindrances, mindfully aware of them, should not be confused with an indifference. When we really notice that these experiences are conditioned events, conditioned arisings, not personal. Notice in those moments, when you really appreciate that, if the heart perhaps opens into compassion. These are human experiences. And as we open to our own experiences with wisdom and compassion follows, then the heart is ready to be compassionate towards others.